Hello? Is anyone home? It's just me, your little sister, come to clean your apartment. Oh, there you are. I just let myself in with the key you gave me. I had a few hours, so I thought I'd come over and do my first cleaning of your place. Of course I showed up. I need the money. You were just going to spend it on some cleaning service, but this way it stays in the family. I know I have a habit of maybe not being too good at chores myself, or all that interested in doing them, but you pay more for cleaning once than I earn in a month's worth of allowances. So, do you mind if I take off this coat? I know it's warm out, but I didn't want to have to change into the outfit once I got here. Outfit. See, I had one in my collection from one of my trips to the conventions. I thought if I wore it while cleaning, it might make it easier. Like maybe I could convince myself I was cosplaying instead of actually cleaning. Do you like it? It's kind of the Japanese take on the French maid, but with like a bit of lollygoth influence too. With my hair dyed this color, I look the part even more. Now, I already had the outfit, and my hair was already dyed this color for the last few weeks. I really should charge you for the makeup, although I guess that's technically just an expense on my part. Well, I had to look the part, didn't I? It's not a very good cosplay otherwise, and the more it's like cosplay, the less like work it is. I even have contacts in to make my eyes look bigger. No, it does not look creepy. It looks kawaii, just like the rest of me. Really, I should be charging you a lot more for all of the work I put into my appearance today. If this was Japan, people would be going crazy for this outfit and how awesome I look. But since you're only interested in the cleaning part, let me get started on that. Where are your cleaning supplies? Me? Why should I have to bring all that stuff? It's not like you gave me any extra money to buy that kind of thing. Well, sure, you did give me money for quote unquote cleaning supplies, which is what these stockings technically are because they're going to help me clean. No, I did not spend all of the money on the stockings. There was a pair of panties too. Do you want to see? No? You're not very respectful of anime culture, you know. It's okay. With as short as the skirt is and me having to bend over to clean, you're almost certain to get a few fan service moments anyway. That's precisely why I had to buy the panties, so I didn't break the immersion. But your lack of clarity on what the money was for kind of messes up me being able to clean today. Now, since it's all your fault, I think it's only fair that you still pay me. And give me more money for cleaning supplies, and then I can come back out next weekend, clean for real, and get paid again. Of course it's fair. I spent a lot of time making myself look this good. Being good at cosplay and looking kawaii are my two main talents. Not everyone can already be out of school and making big money like you. It's not like you missed the money at all. Even after renting this nice apartment, you must have a ton of money left over. It's not like you have anything else to spend it on. You get by on your old car, you don't go on fancy vacations, you don't have a girlfriend to spend it all on either. As far as I can tell, you don't even date. I guess your job keeps you too busy. Really, this place isn't all that messy. Not as much as your social life. You need a girlfriend more than you need a maid. Sure, this place could use a woman's touch. But so could you. Wait a minute here. I'm getting an idea. Now, this might be thinking a little outside the box here, but, well, I could be your girlfriend. Hear me out. I could become your girlfriend instead of something boring like a maid. Well, I couldn't publicly be your girlfriend because of the entire being related thing, but you could still buy me stuff, take me out to nice places, that kind of thing. Oh, and there'd have to be sex too, of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a very good girlfriend. Of course I'm serious. Why wouldn't I be? Do you think I was looking forward to cleaning your apartment? I think you underestimate just how much I hate to clean. Having sex with my brother would actually be a big step up from that, especially if it scores me some nice things. Years of reading manga and watching anime have prepared me for romance. And apparently it's weakened my resistance towards incest. I'm already an anime girl. I might as well make the transition to hentai. So, wouldn't you rather have sex with me than make me clean? I know what my answer is. No? How is your answer no? I'm offering you what virtually any male protagonist in an anime would want. You could have sex with your little sister. Clearly you're not as big a fan of Japanese culture as I am, or you would know this, Oni-chan. That means older brother, by the way, since you obviously aren't as big a fan of that kind of thing as I am. No, put that away. I don't want your money. Wait, yes I do. But not if it's payment for cleaning your place, or even payment for not cleaning your place like I was supposed to do today. If I'm gonna take your money, I'm gonna earn it honestly through prostituting my underage body to my big brother. Although I will take this money, because I will undoubtedly end up picking up the place a little as your girlfriend, or earn it in other, much funner ways. In fact, let's call this my first allowance as your new girlfriend. So it's a deal. Oh, don't try to back out on our deal now. I already accepted the money. That is a legally binding contract for an illegal act, mister. You can't back down now. No, I will not just keep the money. I don't take charity, but I will take your cock. If you give your little sister money without making her earn it, what kind of a lesson is that sending her? The only decent thing would be to pay me to have sex with you. It's not like I look that much like me right now. With the dyed hair, the contacts, the makeup, and especially this maid outfit, I do look more like an anime character and less like your little sister. So you can just pretend that I'm just a regular girl, or maid, or whatever. You could even pretend I'm your sister, which isn't terribly imaginative since that's what I am, but I won't judge you for your lack of imagination or your obvious out-of-control incest fetish. It took so much time to get this costume on, and I really like wearing it. It makes me feel sexy, so I'll leave most of it on. I do need to take off these panties. Now, don't look while I do so, Oni-chan. That wouldn't be right. There we go. But now that they're off, I can let you see the panties themselves. Even better, I can unzip your pants and pull out your cock. Oni-chan, you pervert! You're already hard! Well, tough. I'm still gonna masturbate you with my silk panties. Just don't come over on them, or I'll have to charge you for those, too. No, don't try to resist. You want this. You know you do. See how soft they are when I wrap them around your cock? And then I slide my hand up and down your cock, making the panties glide up and down your shaft. I can tell you like it, but don't get a bloody nose or anything. While you enjoy the forbidden touch of your little sister's hand through her panties, I'm gonna discreetly lift the hem of his maid's skirt. Don't look! And then drape it over your lap a little. That way I can lean in and slowly start grinding myself against your leg. Oh, what a lewd and lustful leg you have, Oni-chan. Remember how you used to give me horsey rides with this? That needs to be a thing again. Please. For now, though, I'll just try to take some pleasure as your lusty leg takes advantage of my poor pussy as I grind against it. What's that, Oni-chan? You say you think it's time for me to earn my money now? No, you definitely just said that. I was here and heard it distinctly, which is why I will stand up now. Here, do with my panties whatever you wish now. Just don't tell me all the gross details. But I'm going to get into your lap now. I'll need to raise this dress a little. No peeking unless you want to ruin this with a glimpse of my pussy or something. I can't even guarantee it won't be centered by a mosaic. All things considered, though, maybe it's best if we just keep those parts hidden as much as possible. While still keeping the hem of this outfit down, I can crawl into your lap facing you. No one can see that your cock is out or that my panties are off and we're like this. It's all hidden by my skirt. An outside observer wouldn't see my hand underneath the skirt holding your cock in place out of sight. while I try to join up with it. I can't see what I'm doing, but I can feel you and your cock. I know where my pussy is, so I move my pussy right above your cock. Now, if someone just watching, it looks like a sister sitting facing her brother in his lap. You're still wearing all of your clothes, and I'm wearing this adorable maid's outfit. They can't tell that your cock is out and pressed against my shaved, naked little pussy. Yes, it is shaved. Pubic hair is taboo in Japan, Oni-chan. You should know that kind of thing. Anyway, to someone watching, this might look really innocent, even when I begin to lower myself down onto you. Oh, it's going in, Oni-chan. Your cock is slowly going up into your little sister's pussy. Don't look so nervous. I'm the one doing all of the work, and neither of us can see anything. I don't even look like your sister in this outfit. Mom and Dad could walk in right now and think you're about to fuck some strange girl. It's all the way in, Oni-chan. It's so big, and I'm so tight, but I made it work. We still look so cute and innocent in this pose. Even if our bodies are doing nasty things under my skirt. Let me wrap my arms around you so that I can use your body as leverage for when I move. It's so good when I move like that. My little pussy slowly moving up and down your cock. But put your arms around me too, Oni-chan. Help your little sister fuck you. Grab my body through my dress and help me move. Your hands are so big and strong, but so gentle, too. Now you're doing most of the work of moving me up and down at your cock at the speed you want. You maneuver me so easily, but you definitely know what you want. I feel so helpless now, but also I've never felt so safe. Now someone watching might think something naughty is going on. I'm bouncing far too much in your lap and making too many lewd sounds. Both of us are breathing way too hard, but we can't help it. We're both so excited and getting so close to coming. Oni-chan's gonna make me come and come in me. It has to be in me. Otherwise, you might get some of my outfit and ruin it. We wouldn't want that now, would we? Besides, Oni-chan's cum belongs in his little sister's belly. And his baby, too. No, don't stop. We're so close. I'm holding on so tight you couldn't pull me off any way now without hurting me, which I know you don't want to do. Just come in me. It's alright if you make a baby in me, Oni-chan. You can't help your incest or little sister fetish, and you can't help your pregnancy fetish. You have enough money to take care of me and my baby anyway. Oni-chan. So come in me. I know you want to. At least right now you do. You wouldn't have agreed if I'd warned you. I wasn't on birth control before we started, but you're so full of lust now. Now I can talk you into it. And you're so overcome with passion, you want to come in me. Oh, you want to make me pregnant, so do it. Please, please, impregnate your little sister. Oni-chan. Ha Thank you, Michon. I might not be the best maid, maybe not the best little sister either, but I will make an excellent girlfriend and mother to your children. Mom and Dad said I could come over once a week to clean, but we both know what we will do instead. I will wear a different cosplay outfit each time, at least until my stomach gets too big for them to fit. At that point, I may have to move in here with you, but that's okay. Then we can have sex every day instead of once a week. Hot, pregnant sex with your little sister. Doesn't that sound like fun? Now, don't look guilty. If you're gonna feel guilty, you never should have tricked me into sleeping with you big pervert, Onii-chan. But it's okay. Your little sister loves you, despite how weird and naughty you are, because you love me, and you make love to me so nicely. Now, I'm so tired, Onii-chan. Let me fall asleep in your lap like I used to when I was much littler. Sitting in your lap, our arms around each other. Except this time your cock is in me. Just how it was always meant to be. Maybe in a while you can carry me to bed, like you used to do. But not until I've fallen asleep safely with your cock and cum inside of me. Sweet dreams, Onii-chan. Don't do any perverted things to me while I'm asleep. Be sure to wake me up first, because I don't want to miss any of them.